And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ talking Mercer County High School wrestling this week on the Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight with senior 165-pounder Eli Burns, who over the past couple of weeks achieved quite a milestone, winning his 100th career match at Mercer County High School. So Eli, we'll start there. Congratulations on that. That's a pretty big accomplishment. So just the meaning of that milestone, I guess, to get 100 career wins in your high school career, pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's definitely a big milestone that I've wanted to reach for a really long time. And the past couple years, I've been slowed down by injuries, but I managed to get there this year and really excited for the rest of the season.
Yeah, as you talk about, you've struggled with some injuries, I think, in your wrestling career specifically over the past couple of seasons. Into your senior year now, where obviously so far so good in that respect. Just talk to me about how things have gone for you, you know, on the mat individually this year. What have you made of your senior season to this point?
It's been going pretty good. I've stayed healthy, which is obviously the biggest part of it. But besides that, I've compiled 26 wins this year, and I'm only halfway through the season. I've got a tournament win, a third place finish at Erie, so I'm pretty happy with how the season's going. Our team's getting better and better each week, so
I'm excited. That's something too that I wanted to talk to you about is, like, you've been a part over the past couple of years of really seeing, like, the numbers in the wrestling program grow, where I know 2 or 3 years ago it was down in the single digits and really weren't able to compete at all in, like, dual meets or anything like that. This year, though, that's different, and of course, with the affiliation in the Three Rivers Conference, you get to compete in a conference race with conference duels with all the other participating schools, so that's got to be pretty cool, kind of seeing those numbers grow, and now, you know, it looks like you've had a lot of really competitive and tight duels that you've competed in, so just what about the team aspect of the part of the season so far?
I mean, at the start of the season, we didn't have a full team. And that was pretty disappointing, but as the season's gone on, we've managed to get some big wins. And obviously a few years ago, we barely had a wrestling team, and I think that's really a testament to how good our coaches have been. They've really brought back this program and helped build the numbers up in the past few years. And I think the renovations to the wrestling building, that's also a big part of it, made kids excited about coming out and having a nice facilities to train in, so it's been awesome being a part of the build back of the Mirco wrestling team.
And for you, I'm just curious, like, as you compete, is it, you know, cool to get to compete, like, in a wrestling conference where before you didn't really have the opportunity to do that? You're in, like, a conference championship race. You're able to possibly do that. You're able to be an all-conference wrestler, which is something you were last year on the first team. That's something that Mercer County has never been able to have before, is all-conference wrestlers or compete in a conference in the sport of wrestling. So is that something that is pretty cool, as you've noticed it the past couple of years?
It is really cool to have a wrestling conference, because in the past we didn't get as much good competition since we didn't have really any wrestling teams in our conference. And now that we're a part of one, we can be recognized at the end of the season, which is really cool. And that conference championship is something that we haven't really got to compete for before. So it's definitely making our duels more competitive, making our coaches more fired up for them.
Well, an event you have coming up this weekend is basically, when you talk to kids who are into wrestling, is like the event people talk about outside of getting to compete in the postseason, the state series. That's the Princeton Invitational Tournament, the Pit up in Princeton. It's a two-day event. A lot of really elite talent there. Your weight class at 165 sounds like it's pretty loaded and will be pretty competitive as well. So just talk to me about, one, what makes that event, you know, so fun and cool and competitive every year, and then, you know, just what you expect out of, you know, the competition you'll be seeing.
I think Princeton does a great job of bringing in really all the best small school team wrestling teams in the state. And year after year, every single bracket is filled with kids that are going to qualify for the state tournament. And probably the best part about it is you get to see, like, a preview of state without all the urgentness and the need for success. You can kind of just go out there and see the field. I have a really big tournament coming up. I have some kids I've lost to that are in this tournament, and it's big to see these guys before the state tournament, definitely.
So a medalist at state last year for you as a junior, I think sixth place at 165. So as you, you know, use that maybe experience to look ahead to the postseason here coming up in about a month or so, just what do you take away from the experience you got down in Champaign last year, hoping to apply that and maybe, you know, finish a little bit better this year?
Yeah, I think it's all about going out and letting it fly. At both years, it's really hard to compete down on the state floor. You know, there's a lot of pressure and it's a huge venue. But what I've learned most is just going out there and, you know, giving everything you have and the chances you get. And just not worrying too much about the surroundings.
All right, just as we wrap up with you, again, talking with Mercer County senior wrestler Eli Burns, you look ahead towards the final month plus of the season, just the goals and expectations you have for yourself as you, you know, start to wind down the wrestling career in Mercer County.
Yeah, I want to end on a strong note. I want to bring this team together and hopefully we could win a regional championship and go and wrestle in dual team sectionals. I would definitely like to do that. And obviously want to get on the top of the podium at state this year. So, yeah.
All right, Eli, best of luck with that. I appreciate the time, man. Hope you have a successful and healthy rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ty.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.